This song must be a love song, because it's all about sex, about the entwining of bodies, about like you would expect, about the scent of his perfume, about the shape of her eyes. It's so bawdy and naked, if you heard it was sacred, you'd be pretty surprised. This song must be a love song, because it's all about God. When people say that it's sexy, we just smile and nod. It's about our long journey, our redemption by love. It's not anything earthy, 'cause that wouldn't be worthy. It's about what's above. We sing Solomon's song, but do we know what it means? Is it just what they tell us, or is it just what it seems? Or does it tie them together, or were they ever apart? It's the song of a yearning, all-consuming and burning. It's the song of a heart. This song's lyrics are ancient, but they never get old. If today's songs are plastic, this one's silver and gold. And whether love is just hormones, or it's something divine, through all the learning and teaching, all the yearning and reaching, kisses sweeter than wine. We sing Solomon's song, but do we know what it means? Is it just what they tell us, or is it just what it seems? And does it tie them together, and were they ever apart? It's the song of a yearning, all-consuming and burning. It's the song of the heart. In the rhythm of worship, in the touch of a hand, there's a power to change us that we don't quite understand. And if it's sexy and holy, why should that be so odd? Love's being one with another, between you and your lover, between people and God. We sing Solomon's song, and we trust what we feel. It's about love and worship, it's about something real. And there's no contradiction, and nobody is wrong, 'cause the base and the blessed are embraced and caressed within Solomon's song.